the parasha over here, Hukas, we find that Kal Yisrael complained about the man, and they said it's terrible. We had very good food in Mitzrayim and so on, and they were complaining about lacking all sorts of vegetables and so on. And it's hard to understand, could they really have not understood that the man is such a great and refined food, and the man was extremely tasty, refined, and so on, and they're yearning for the courses, the foods, things that the Mitzrayim gave them, obviously was the worst of the worst. It doesn't make any sense, unless obviously when a person wants to complain about something, they complain whatever they want, that would be a pashup shot. But the Rambam uses this concept, uses this parasha actually as a way to understand a big yesod in people's tastes and feels that's relevant to another area. The Rambam is at the beginning of it is an introduction to Parshas Chelek, to Perek Chelek in Sanhedrin, in Pirshas Mishnayos. This is where the Rambam famously lists the Yudgimel Ikrim formulas, Yudgimel Ikrim, and so on. And he speaks about a bigger understanding of Chazal and so on. And he says that Chazal have three approaches of people to Chazal. There are the people who are simple people. They take everything that's said exactly the way it is. They don't bother to contemplate, to think into things, and they just take it as literal as can be. And that's that. They don't look for something deeper. They don't appreciate any deeper meaning, and so on. There's a second group who has the same attitude towards Chazal. They take it literal and they mock it. They say this is obviously absurd, this can't be, and so on and so forth, and therefore it is something that they make fun of and reject it. And finally, there is a third group of people. This group, he says, are very few, who understand the greatness of Torah, who understand the depth of what Chazal meant, and try to understand the meaning of these agadas, what Chazal tried to tell us. And they are, the Rambam says, very, very few. He almost says, they're so few that I almost can't consider them a category. Rather, they're individuals. And that's the Rambam's, obviously the Rambam's approach to understand many of the Chazal. All the Chazal, if you understood in terms of meaning, but some Chazals, it's only the meaning and so on. But the Rambam, so that's the way the Rambam explains the different approaches to Chazal. But then he adds that how can a person who is coarse enjoy food that's refined? And he uses our parsha as that example. In other words, the people complained, the Zacharias, the Batzavas, the Shum, and so on, it was a real complaint. In other words, the food that Mitzrayim had given them was coarse, and they were slaves, very coarse people, and things that were physical, tangible, rough, coarse, was food for them. Something which was delicate, refined, and so on, simply did not count as food. They did not have the enjoyment of munching, crunching, sharp tastes, and so on. It's like the difference, people who have very simple tastes, they need to drink something which is heavily sweet, heavily flavored, and so on. A more refined palate enjoys something which is where the taste is very, very subtle, where it's, you have to sort of sense the subtle taste in the product. So the difference between coarseness and subtlety in the person will then project itself in all the person's activities. Let's take another area, just as an example. A person who's coarse needs to say things in a very blunt and coarse way. A person who's more refined will be more subtle, and so on. I want to sort of add some explanation in that point that Rama makes. The difference between the coarse taste to the subtle taste is a difference between taking the object as an object. So the person eats wheat, so he has the full plant, and he has the everything about it. The process of extracting flour is a process of refining and extracting a certain essence. It's laborious, obviously. The person has to work hard to bring it out, and it also is much more subtle. It does not really connect to a person's coarse. Bread that's very, very refined, flour very fine, is something that doesn't crunch and doesn't munch. It's something that it sort of melts on your tongue type of thing. So the difference in taste reflects a difference between living with the shell and the cover and so on versus the essence and so on. So when Klal Yisrael was complaining in Mitzrayim about the food, they're complaining about the man, the complaint was real. They had not refined themselves, and therefore it's something that's what they felt about. Now, it's true also, a person who's refined in Ruchnius tends to be refined in Gashmius, and vice versa. It's something that says something about their person, that they can only deal with things that are coarse and so on. And the Ramban, for instance, speaks about the man as being a very, very Ruchnistic type of food. It was physical, but it was sort of Ruchni. Once again, it means that the person needs a very heavy physical sensation in order to feel good that he ate, versus a person who's ruchni, and there's something else about it that let's take another simple muscle. Two people eat a meal. One person has, it's all about the food, and unless there's a lot, and with a lot of taste and so on, he doesn't like it. A second person enjoys the company, a certain ambience, the people, what was spoken about, what happened at the meal, and he enjoys the meal, but it's sort of the content of the meal. Those are the type of things that the Rambam thinks alluding to in his pshat. So the Rambam learns a pshat in our sugya, in our parsha, that the complaint about the food was real. It reflected their own coarseness, that they had not become refined enough to appreciate the tam of the man. And I'm talking here about even the in a physical sense, whereas the man was pure flavor, but it lacked in real substance. These bitzolim and all those stuff, these were heavily physical, and that was true on that level. The Rambam reflects that this is a reflection of their ruchnistic status. The Rambam compares this to the world of Torah, and this, interesting enough, is true about the world of Mekubalim, which the Rambam was not part of, but it reflects itself. The Rambam says in the Divrei Chazal, you have the words and you have the meaning and deeper meanings and so on. That's the nature of Torah. in the words used by Mekubalim is Pnimius HaTeira. The Zohar also speaks about the tree in Torah, you know, the tree with leaves and bark and so on, and you have the essence and you have the outer layers. Now, the one thing is, and all the Rishonim say, that in Torah itself, in Chumash, you Chas V'Shalom can't say anything is just a metaphor. But everything is literally true, but the content of Torah doesn't stop at the literal story. It's what is the story telling me, what happened, and there is an almost infinite amount of layers of meaning to it. But in Divrei Chazal, the Rambam says, there certainly is that distinction. And therefore, there are Divrei Chazal that are not meant to be literal. They're meant to be only a metaphor for something deeper. For a person who is not used to extracting the teichen, then he looks at it, he either swallows it with the wrapper together and thinks that the wrapper is food, or he laughs. Imagine a primitive was given food that's wrapped, you know, sealed in a sealed wrapper. So one person would swallow it with the wrapper. This is food. It says on it that it's good for you. A person a little more sophisticated but not thinking would laugh at it and say, how could a piece of cellophane be food? And the third person realizes that you have to take off the wrappers, the layers of wrappers, and then you have the food inside. That's the way to really understand Chazal. Chazal were giving us their deepest understandings through it. And the agadotas that are meant to teach that are all wrappers where if the person extracts the food from inside, it's a p'chinas man. The person lives off it, and if a person doesn't make that effort, then he complains one way or another.